Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rockets dodged the bullet, not getting Jimmy Butler into town. He'll be going to Miami on a side and trade when things are all official. Although there's some more bookkeeping to be done on that for him to officially head to Miami. I'm happy. I'm a Clint Capella fan. I want Clint Capella here for the long term. So I'm happy he was not included in a sign and trade for Jimmy Butler. I've liked Clint Capella since he was drafted. In fact, I think Clint Capella is the best draft pick that Daryl Morey's ever made as the general manager for the Houston Rockets. The reasons I like Clint Capella. One of only four players in the entire NBA that averaged at least 16.5 points per game and 12.5 rebounds per game. You can't just sleep on that. That's incredibly productive, and it's incredibly impressive. Four guys in the entire NBA last year that averaged at least 16.5 points per game and 12.5 rebounds per game. The other three guys, the Greek Freak, won the MVP, Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid. So Clint Capella is in the company of those four guys, is one of only four players in the entire league to hit 16.5 and 12.5. You can't just sneeze at those numbers. That's incredibly productive, and you can't just trade that for some random first rounder that you're then going to flip over for Jimmy Butler. They're using Clint Capella. They're like an old used car that isn't worth anything, when that's not the case at all. Clint Capella is a borderline all-star in the NBA, and he does things that not many other players in the NBA can do. He can block shots. He can rebound. And I know that the NBA is going to a positionless style of play where it's just basically five guys who are very athletic and can guard all five different positions. But you still need to be able to protect the rim, Clint. And guess what? You need to get rebounds against teams that are missing shots. Because how do you close out a good defensive possession? Like, we talk about the Rockets. They need to be better at defense. They need to get stops. Well, you don't get a stop until you get the rebound on a missed shot. And if you get rid of your best rebounder, that's a huge problem.
Well, I think if you're talking about Clint Capella specifically, I think he is going to be judged off of the same film, off the same games, off the same timing, which are playoffs, that James Harden is judged by. Whether you agree with the argument or not, I believe that all the jokes at the award shows and everything on Harden's, at Harden's expense, I think that's a little bit of a BS move. But at the end of the day, I believe that these guys are judged, and rightfully so, judged off of what they do when the stage is the biggest, the lights are the brightest, and these guys have shrunk in those moments. And I liken this every time we talk about the Rockets and Harden and this style of ball, I liken it to the days of watching the Cowboys play with Romo. It's sexy as hell during the season now. It's fun to watch, man. But when you got to line up four straight top-tier football teams and you've got to play a certain caliber of football to beat those teams or to have a better chance of beating those teams, the Cowboys couldn't do it. When I look at the Houston Rockets, it's the same exact thing. It is fun to watch. It's sexy as hell. I love the basketball in the city of Houston throughout the regular season. When you go to the playoffs and you watch Harden disappear, and this year I watched Capella disappear. You gave those numbers, 16.6 points, 12.7 rebounds, one of only four players to do it. Guess what happened in the playoffs this year? He sunk below 10 points and at 10.3 rebounds. Nothing to turn your nose up.
Have you ever
at.
Gotten sick, Clint? Have you ever tried to play when you're sick? He was sick against Utah.
Get the hell out of here. You don't give me that. Dude, don't you give me that, JB.
He was sick. He had to be hospitalized. Hey, IVs and what, everything. He almost missed a game.
Look here. I watched Looney play on one leg. I watched Looney play on one leg and get offensive rebounds and give the Splash Brothers second chance shots from behind the arc. I mean, I watched him just absolutely play huge several times on the big stage when the lights were the brightest, and I watched Capella shrink. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Look, I want to come in here, and I want to, especially a guy named Clint. Hell, I want him to be in a damn Rockets uniform. I want him out there killing it. But there's no way around it, man. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The fact that the team, the fact that the stars have shrunk in the biggest moments of this franchise over the last 2 or 3 years, you can't argue it, man. It's happened. It's real. It's we can't debate it. And I believe that Clint Capela, unfortunately, is going to be judged based off of those same standards relative to disappearing when the stage is big.
I can't talk anybody out of the fact that Clint Capela did not play well against Golden State in the postseason.
He
didn't play. He was bad.
Okay.
But he wasn't.
That's better. Now you're getting over to my side.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt against Utah because he had some games in that Utah series where he was pretty good. He had 3 double-doubles in 5 of those games despite playing through an illness that hospitalized him.
Yep.
And he still had 3 double-doubles in that 5-game series against Utah, win 5 games. He's been good in other playoff series in his career with the exception of Golden State. You can't define Clint Capela's career because he's going up against, because he hasn't played well against Golden State in the postseason. This once-in-a-generation team, this dynasty team that will never be the same, that plays this brand of basketball that we've never seen before, where they just throw 5 really athletic guys on the floor, and that's a huge problem for Clint Capela because he can't keep up with the speed of the game against Golden State. Now, every other team in the NBA, all other 29, he has no problem doing that against. So I'm not going to define Clint Capela because he's had bad series against this once-in-a-generation type of team. I use the example of Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell. They had Hall of Fame careers. They were tremendous players. You would love everything they did for the city of Houston, but they couldn't hit the pitching of the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs, could they? No, they couldn't. But we're not going to say that Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio had these terrible careers or trade them for random first-round picks. We need to appreciate Clint Capela for what he is,
and that's the
16.5 points, 12.5 rebounds, one of only 4 players in the league to do it.
I grew up in the Bagwell-Biggio era. Did you just put Clint Capela in the same sentence with Bagwell and Biggio?
I did.
Boy, I tell you what. B-Mac, turn the music up or something on his tail, boy. There you go. Give me something. Now, look, I agree. I don't think you can define a guy's career or trade him away because of one series. But I do believe that he was exposed. I don't believe he had a bad series. I believe he was exposed against Golden State. Golden State does not have a dominant player that's guarding the rim. Golden State does not have a dominant player. They're very similar to Houston, truth be told, as far as what they ask their big guys to do. Which is very little on the offensive end, and essentially rebound your tail off, hustle your tail off, and put the ball in the bucket when they double Curry or double Thompson or double Durant. It's the same thing. And I just saw a guy that was completely inept at doing that when the stage was the brightest. And so that, for me, that just, whether it's trade, I'm not going to say it's going to define his career, but that told me that you've got to upgrade tremendously at that position.
Mahir's calling in, 713-572-4610, saying that Capela is just a product of James Harden. Mahir, what are you talking about?
All right, yeah. So I heard you talking about, like, Clint Capela is a borderline all-star, averaging 16.5 and 12.5. But, I mean, if you put him on another team without a ball-dominant guard at the same level as James Harden or Chris Paul, the guy cannot average 16.5 and 12.5.
But what team in the NBA that's good doesn't have a ball handling guard? Name one.
I mean, but not as good as Harden. I mean, like if you look at another team, let's say the Miami Heat. I don't think Capela on the Miami Heat can average 16.5 and 12.5. The guy has no skills whatsoever. The guy runs off of pick and rolls. Doesn't have an offensive game. He doesn't have a jump shot. He's learned underneath Hakeem Olajuwon to try to develop his game. He can't even shoot a free throw. Like we've seen four bad years of Capela, and he's just a product of Harden. He just mastered the pick and roll, and the guy's averaging 16.5 and 12.5.
Mahir, appreciate the call. Good call. Thanks for listening. You bring up some good points.
I think, you know, he makes a good point. Like one team, like I think Capela could go to like Golden State and play well. I mean, he could do what Looney does for Golden State, but it's a different style of they're asking those guys to do different things offensively.
That's the state of the center in the NBA, though, is setting screens, going to the rim running, they call it, getting rebounds, blocking shots.
And look, I agree, man, but he was exposed, brother. That's my point. Is like there was no jump shots. There was to the point of where, look, I've been a quarterback in the league before where I was like, damn, I don't want to let this ball go because one of these badass cornerbacks might undercut my out route. I don't know if I got enough arm to get it there. So I'm nervous pulling the trigger. I've been there before. That's what Capella reminded me of in that series was he don't even want the ball. Like they're doubling, he's pick and rolling, they're doubling James, and he don't even want the ball. Much less you're struggling the caller made a great point, struggling at the free throw line, no jump shot, doesn't finish dominantly. But I do believe if it was in a motion offense, much like Golden State, where they're moving and you're getting him in space and where he's moving to the rim, it could be a little bit different. Capella was exposed in that series, man. And who else
can expose him in the NBA?
It don't matter. If one team, if you get exposed once like that, you don't think that LA is gonna wouldn't give him fits?
No, in fact, I think you need Clint Capella to defend LA. I think you need a big that can guard Anthony Davis. So if you're building a roster trying to beat the best team in the West, and we're gonna accept the fact that the Lakers are gonna be the best team in the Western Conference, Clint Capella is gonna match up better against Anthony Davis than he would Draymond Green for Golden State.
No, I agree. You need a good post player. You moved to the defensive end of the floor. That's his strength. I can't argue. Hell, clearly, hell, it better be his strength. If that ain't his strength, what I saw on the offensive end is hell.
He's your best defensive player for a team that's not good defensively. Okay. That needs to be better defensively.
But at the end of the day, it's an offensive league, man. You got to score. You got to score and score early and score often. And if your entire offense revolves around James Harden, and then you got a big hanging around the rim that can't finish when they double your ball handler.
I mean, he finishes pretty well. He didn't finish well in the Golden State series.
I disagree. Romo threw the ball extremely well. Romo was a winning some buck, a stat stuffer during the regular season. But throwing go routes on fourth down ain't gonna get it.
But if you're averaging 16.5 points per game, you have to be decent at putting the ball on the rim.
How else can you score? I agree.
I can't argue a stat.
I can't argue that throughout the regular season that James Harden rattled off X number of games for 30 points. But I can look you in the face and tell you that crap ain't going to win championships. I can't argue that he did what four men have done, that Capella did what four men have done in the NBA. I can't argue that stat. What I can tell you is that the dude's weapons on the offensive end of the floor are detrimental to this team when they're facing a high caliber opponent.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.